and welcome to Radio Gaga at Plenith FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Gaga on Planet FM 104.6. I'm joined in the studio with Josh and my name is Mel. I live with a visual impairment. And Josh, what kind of disability do you live with?
Williams syndrome.
Great. So our show is dedicated to disabled people and bringing awareness to the wider community about disability and how we make our lives successful. So we have some surprises for you today with our music. And Josh, tell me, what kind of music are we going to play today?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Well, you requested to me a couple of weeks ago that we play Bulgarian music.
Bulgarian music.
Yes. So what do you enjoy about Bulgarian music?
I like the way that they dance when they're singing. Some of their songs have dancing in it. And the men do dancing as well, and I just love the way that they tell a story with their dancing and tell a story by their music, you know, because they've even got a thing on YouTube, and it's 1,001 Bulgarian people playing bagpipes.
Fantastic. And also, now that you mentioned bagpipes, the national instrument of Bulgaria is the bagpipes, isn't it?
Yep, it's one of their instruments.
Yes, and talking about how Bulgarians live a long life, they credit that to yogurt, because they really love yogurt. Do you like yogurt, Josh?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I like the more like natural flavoured fruity ones, not like artificial chocolate or anything. You can't call that yogurt, can you?
No.
All right, and then we're going to do a review about the Auckland Museum, so stay tuned for that. And up now we have some traditional folk dance music from Bulgaria. Here we go.
Шарена, на работата и да, и на кайдата свиря. Шарена гайда изписана с магистър на низана. Свиря пея моро и към бомба, бомба, па. Шарена гайда изписана с магистър на низана. Свиря пея моро и към бомба, бомба, па. Таних се опопа, за гъстите, ваша мара ми удри, кайдата ми я взема. Шарена гайда е списана, с маниста на низана, свирам пея моро и храм бомба, дупа, па. Шарена гайда е списана, с маниста на низана, свирам пея моро и храм бомба, дупа, па. Thank you.
like to welcome Sarah Mitchell, Jake Mills, and Tim George from Be Accessible. What's up, guys?
Hey, thanks for having us.
All good, bud. My first question is, what is Be Accessible?
So Be Accessible is a social enterprise. We were established 6 years ago, and we have a vision that everybody can reach their fullest potential if barriers are removed and if society has 100% accessibility for everybody.
Nice, nice. And what is the goal for Be Accessible movement?
Be Accessible's goal is to create social change across New Zealand and one day across the world.
Nice.
We aim to make New Zealand the most accessible country in the world for all people through that behaviour and social change.
Okay. How did that movement start?
So the movement was founded, as I said, 6 years ago. Our CEO, Minnie Baragwanath, she had spent many years working as the disability advisor at Auckland Council and also has lived experience. She has Stargardt's. And I think at the time she'd been given a budget of about $5,000 to make Auckland the most accessible city in the world, and she kind of thought that probably wasn't going to quite be enough.
Yeah.
So she took a leap of faith with the World Cup just around the corner and thought, hey, let's make venues, let's make the city, let's make accommodation as accessible as we can for the tourists that were coming and all the money that they were going to bring into New Zealand. And so it was really Minnie's, it was her idea. 6 years ago yesterday was actually the birthday.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday to her.
To me.
Yeah. What needs to be done in New Zealand society more accessible to people with disability?
Yeah, I think the first thing, as I quickly mentioned before, that whole shift in attitudes around what it is to have an access need or some form of disability, people need to understand that it's not a barrier. It's more something, or it's more an opportunity to enhance or increase the way you think about all people.
Yeah, so pretty much be more open-minded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's cool. What steps can businesses take to overcome to become more accessible to people with a disability?
So we have a variety of products that we offer at Be Accessible, and one of them is the Be Welcome program, and we work with businesses to look at the touch points that they have for their customer journey. So that might be anything from how they access the information on a website, how accessible that website is it compatible to screen readers, does it meet the international website conditions, to print material, to getting into a venue, getting around, even taking what bus routes you take. And so we have a rating system, and it goes from bronze right up to platinum. And so we assess the businesses, we give them a rating, and then we give them the opportunity to go up that ladder of accessibility. And each year we also give them a warrant of fitness, because this is a journey. You don't just do the program and then kind of finish. And the other thing we do is we support the businesses with their staff as well, so their external touch points, to make them really comfortable with how they interact with people with access needs.
So more like the disability awareness?
Look, absolutely, and it's actually really simple. A lot of it's just about asking questions and having an open communication. Yeah. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, cool. Statistics New Zealand in 2013 found 60% of people with a disability unemployed. How can employers tap into this underutilized group?
So Be Accessible have a program called the Be Employed Internship Program.
Yep.
Basically, this is focused around tertiary qualified students who are studying at a bachelor's level or higher, and that's probably that is the program that's supporting this talent pool of amazing young individuals into meaningful work opportunities.
Yeah. Oh, cool. What are the advantages of hiring disabled people?
So we live in a multicultural society now. Auckland is growing at a rate of knots. Businesses are interested in creating environments which reflects their wide client base. So employing people with access needs means that you're actually reflecting the people that you're serving, the people that you're dealing with. It gives an opportunity to tap into a talent pool that's previously been underutilised, some highly, highly skilled, highly intelligent, highly achieving individuals who for a long time have quite often returned to study because the opportunity for employment has been really, really difficult. So it's about reflecting where your customer and client base is, and it's also just about being a holistic employer.
Yes, yes. Cool. Tell us about the Be Accessible Internship Program.
So the Be Employed Internship Program obviously offers internships for students who are studying in their second, last or final years of a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
The internships are run for up to 16 weeks
Okay, cool.
And can be either part-time, full-time, and it allows students to have some meaningful work experience in their field of study.
Yep. Okay, cool, cool. Tim, you got the lucky last question. Lucky last. What have you learnt from the internship program?
Well, it's just been really good to kind of jumping off what Jake said, just the skills I learned at a journalism school, getting to apply them in an actual work environment, and just learning to work with a team and going out into the world and interviewing lots of different people and learning their stories, so kind of getting more personal experience.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's the end of the interview, guys. Would you like to have to add anything else to the...
Yeah, so just talking about that stat, Matt, that you mentioned out of the 2013 census, so 60% of people with access needs are either unemployed or underemployed. And when we talk about underemployed, that means they're not working to the capacity of the level in which they have studied. And a really interesting stat surrounding that is of that 60%, 75% of those individuals need no additional support or technology to perform their role. And of those 25% that do need some extra support, the most common requirement is around flexibility of time, which is such an easy thing in this day and age.
Yep.
Cool. And the best place to find more information about Be Accessible is if you go to www.beaccessible.co.nz, and you can find out more about all the programs we have available.
Cool. Thank you guys for coming in. Be Accessible, Tim, Jake and Sarah.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank Look you. Forward to hearing from you guys.
Thank you.
Da će mi je
That was a fabulous women's choir from Bulgaria. Now we're going to talk about what we thought of the Auckland Museum from perspective of disabled people, keeping in mind that I have a visual impairment and Josh lives with Williams syndrome. So how about you start, Josh, and tell us what you enjoyed about the museum.
I like looking at the cultured things, and it really explained a lot about their culture, because there's like signs on the floor that explained a lot about what country they're from and how they live.
So you appreciated all the exhibits and all the information that they gave you on signs and on the displays and everything. And you stopped and read those a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, because with me, I can't see the signs and the display, the words on the displays very well.
Yeah.
Although I think they do make an effort to make the print on the displays big.
Yeah.
It's just not big enough for someone that is like severely visually impaired.
Yeah.
So I had to focus on more how I can interact with the displays. So in the Holocaust exhibit, there was a phone that you could pick up and it told you a story about someone that lived through the Holocaust. And I thought that was really excellent, very audible way of learning about that event, that world event. But I also thought that the museum is really good, a really good place if you do have a disability, because there it is accessible physically and also interactively and intellectually. So we took all the accessible pathways. So getting into the museum, the entrance, we looked for the ramp to go into the museum.
Yeah.
And they have that. They have really good rails on each side of the ramp, which is a really great start. You know, you feel confident going into the museum. And then also the people behind the reception were really friendly and helpful as well. So, you know, they locked up your bag, Josh, and took care of your scooter. And they gave us tickets and everything that we could keep in souvenir for ourselves. So what did you think about the accessibility through the museum? Was there wide pathways for someone with a physical disability? Was it flat?
There was some steps and there was a walkway, but I prefer going up the walkway a bit more than steps, because sometimes my legs can get sore. So I prefer just going up the walkway and in the elevator.
Yes, and I did too. So there was a lift that you could go up and down on the different floors.
Yeah.
And also the map that they gave us. I mean, it was small in print, but it was big enough that you could say, oh, yes, this is the kind of floor and the exhibits that you really want to see on this particular floor. So I gave you the right to look at the map and decide where we went, and I followed your example. So what I found really interesting is that they had an interactive sort of playroom which catered for all different ages.
Yeah.
So they had bones and seashells and games and things that you could play with your children or with you know, with a date or something. So, and then they also had the exhibits where they had volcanoes and emergency information.
My favourite part about the volcano is that they've got a room in there, and what happens is you sit in there and it's a simulator, and when you watch the news first and then you watch the big screen, and then when the smoke starts coming out of the water and then the room starts shaking, and then at the end of it, it shakes again like a really big jolt just goes. You sit on the chair and you float backwards and it's fun.
Do you think that would scare some people with disabilities? With, you know, if they're autistic or ADHD?
Probably, yeah.
But with, you know, some support, do you think that they could learn a lot from that kind of exhibit?
Like the volcanoes actually exist. There's even one sitting right underneath Kelly Tolton's.
Wow, I didn't know that. We'll have to go there next and review it, won't we? So I will say that the Auckland Museum was quite accessible, probably an 8 out of 10. I think they can improve by probably putting buttons that you can push and it audibly reads out the display notes for you.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that. And I think someone like you would as well, because having disability, you know, you're already trying to overcome obstacles getting around, and just having that convenience of pushing a button would be so much easier.
Or even like the words for the blind people, you know, like put little letters up on the displays for the blind people so that they can actually walk up there and read it themselves without having to ask someone what it means.
Yes. And the surface of the museum was quite flat anyway, so it is quite accessible for anyone. So thank you very much for joining me at the museum, Josh, and we'll have to go to Cowley Taltons next. Ooh, exciting.
It's very, it's kind of very fast.
It is. You'd have to do a lot of foot movements to that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to learn, like, Bulgarian music, of course, like folk dancing and Irish dancing and Scottish dancing. And have you ever played the bagpipes before?
I've tried, but they're really hard to... Because you've got to have enough breath just to blow them, and it's a hard thing to learn because it takes a long time to learn.
Yeah, and you're a small guy too, so... Yeah. No, I never learned to play any instruments either, and I think I would have really liked to play the violin, but I more was doing sports and marching and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you very much to our sponsors today. Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland, and next week we might have some more special music for you, and we look forward to sharing our review with you about Cowley Taltons. So see you next week and enjoy your week.
CowleyTaltons.com. От наивното момиче, тук съм да ги скъсам и да им взема парите. Да, такава съм, това е добър, сори, мамо. За дрехите и хората мога да ти кажа само. Бенг, бенг, късай, късай, бенг, бенг, късай, бенг, бенг, късай, бенг, бенг, късай, късай, бенг, бенг, късай, бенг, бенг, късай. Крико, пиц. За глобоя не
36. Got the colors on fire, those are 40 mumbles. So they should be called a bomb, more than what you got to sound. Bang, bang, cassette, cassette, cassette. Bang, bang, cassette, bang, 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 cassette. Bang, bang, cassette, cassette, cassette. Bang, bang, cassette, bang, 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 cassette. Та вече голяма, сама да се оправя, карай ме в пътя ми. Дай ми да водя парада, да обърна играта, ще реша твоите проблеми. Такава не знам, такава не знам, дали се е родила за хиляда години насам. Сам, 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 сам. Няма и следа от наивното момиче. Тук съм да ги скъсам и да им взема парите. Та такава съм, това е добър, зори мамо.
Listening to Radio Gaga. Remember, listen every Wednesday 1 p.m. or any time online at planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Gaga, where we will share another week's insights. Also remember, this program is available for 7 days after this broadcast, so grab your friends, family, workmates and community groups to listen online when it suits them. Join us Wednesdays at 1 p.m. for more news from disabled people, by disabled people, and for disabled people.
All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Gaga.